Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
And sitting in for Dave Dickey, I'm Tom Rogers at 949 on WILL AM 580. This is the opening market report. We begin with the opening prices as of 9:30 this morning on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. September wheat in Kansas City this morning opened at $4.55 a bushel. That's up a half cent. December wheat opened at $4.69, up 2 1/4. And the March opened up 7 cents at $4.79. September wheat in Chicago opened up 1 at $3.65.5. December $3.82, down 1 1/4. The March down 2 on the open at $4 even. May wheat opened up 1 at $4.12 and July at $4.18, up a half. The wheat market in both the Kansas City and Chicago are up at this moment. September corn is opened this morning at $2.19.5 a bushel, down a quarter penny. December opened at $2.35.75, unchanged. The March at $2.49.75, down a quarter. May corn opened at $2.60, up 3/4 rather. July opened at $2.58.5, up a half cent, and December of 07 corn opened at $2.85.25, up 0.75 cents. The September soybean contract, $5.48 on the open, up 1. November, $5.61, up a half. January, $5.74, up 1 1/4. March beans, $5.83.5, up 3/4. The May, $5.91, up a half. And July of 07 beans opened at $6.5, up 0.75 cents. Soybean meal for September opened at $1.59 even, down 30. The October at $1.60 even, up 1, or up 10 rather. September bean oil, $24.93, up 1. October at $25.15, and that opened up 4 cents. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the August feeder cattle contract opened at $115.25 this morning, down 12.5. September, $115.80, down 12.5. October, $116.50, down 10. August live cattle, 87 even on the open, down 17.5. October, 90.87.5, unchanged. The December, 90 even, down 15. October lean hogs on the Merc opened at 66.80, up 47.5. December, 63.50, up 25. February lean hogs, 62.90, down 7.5. April, 62.95, down 2.5. August pork bellies opened at 83.90, up 55, and the February contract at 92.25, and that was up 10.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now for a look at the market as we open a new trading week is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Kurt.
Tom.
We saw a little bit of a mixed direction on the open, but looks like the corn and beans at least have taken a trip upward slightly. What is governing that today?
Well, basically the futures market as a whole is a little bit oversold here. We've seen a pretty good downdraft here over the last 2 weeks, and so the market sort of held in check. But we're starting to see a little export business pick up. In the soybean sector, we're seeing some interest from China. There's rumors that China might have bought up to 9 cargoes of U.S. beans here recently. As far as the corn goes, we're seeing the Koreans come in. They bought 110,000 tons of option origin corn, 55,000 tons of that supposedly U.S., and of course the other 55 is China. So we're starting to see the function of economics kick in here, where we're starting to see some demand develop. We'll see what the shipments report says here at 10 o'clock, but the trade's looking for wheat shipments being anywhere from 14 to 19 million bushels, corn 39 to 46 million bushels, and beans anywhere from 8 to 14 million bushels being shipped out. So that might give the market a little direction here at 10 o'clock. But the main market maker probably this week will be the crop tour that's taking place here by the Pro Farmer Group. There's a great debate whether it's accurate or not, but the market's sort of in la-la land waiting for some type of news to go on. And so their observations will start to filter into the marketplace and may give the market a little direction as we go into mid to late week.
Now, the slight bump upward is happening as we hear stories of a decent-looking crop and stocks being high. You know, why is it that that there is such an upward turn?
Well, when you look long-term in here, there's still that optimism out there that this ethanol is going to save American agriculture here, and as from the point that the ethanol plants pop up here, it's going to take a lot of bushels to satisfy that demand. So there's long-term optimism that we're going to need a lot of corn for that demand. Same thing in the bean sector, the biodiesel. As this starts to kick in, we're going to need a lot more beans to meet that demand. And plus, too, we're looking at the livestock sector. We're still looking at some very profitable, profitable levels for cattle, hogs, and poultry. And so, therefore, we've got that strong feed demand underneath the marketplace. But with the big carryouts from last year trying to find a new home and harvest approaching, we're still subject to some downside risks as we go into early harvest because everybody knows we got old crop supplies around, so the buyers sort of had their hands in the pocket slowly buying. But I think that's going to change as we get into late September, early October.
Tell me a little more about what the technical picture is looking like right now. You mentioned the market you feel is a little bit oversold.
Yeah, when you look at the indicators, the momentum indicators and so forth, they're sort of flatlined down here. Your RSI levels are below 30 on the 9-day, indicating oversold. You look at your moving averages, the 40- and 50-day moving averages, even your longer-term moving averages, they're all above the market, indicating that the trend is still down, which will keep a cap on it. So short-term oversold could give us a little bit of a price bounce, whereas the long-term indicators will probably limit the gains. What to look for is some of these markers are working in some cycle or some cyclical counts in here where it suggests here maybe in the next week or two the future market could find some type of stability and look for some type of trend reversal. I would keep an eye on the futures market here over the next 2 to 3 weeks looking for some type of low. It could be the leader versus the cash because the funds, if they're going to get excited, they're going to come in and buy the paper, not the cash right away.
What are you looking at the Merck right now where both cattle and hogs seem to be fairly mixed?
Well, some optimism in the beef sector here. We saw some 85, 86-cent cash trade here late last week. When you look at the October, though, at 90 above that, there's quite a bit of premium placed into the marketplace. When you look at the cattle and feed report there Friday, even though it was as expected and called neutral, we're still looking at quite a few livestock or on placement numbers, so we're looking at plenty of numbers coming at us this winter. Hogs, we're looking at dollar cash hog bids here this morning in the cash market. That's spilling over the futures marketplace, but same as the beef, we're looking at probably some ample supplies and numbers coming at us this fall.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Grain Field Commodities in Normal.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at current activity now on the boards of trade in Kansas City. September wheat is at $4.57 a bushel, up 2¾ cents. In Chicago on the board of trade, September wheat at $3.66¼, up 1¾. December $3.85¾, up 2½ cents. September corn is at $2.20½, up 3/4. December $2.36½ right now, up 3/4 of a cent. March corn for next year, $2.51, up a penny. And December of 07, $2.85½, up a penny as well. Soybeans are now flat, pretty much. September unchanged at $5.47. November $5.60½ unchanged. And January of next year's beans, $5.73, up a quarter. November up 1¼ for 2007 at $6.18 a bushel. Bean meal for September is unchanged at $159.30, and the September bean oil contract is up 8 at 25 even. On the Merck, August feeder cattle are at $115.45, up 12½. Live cattle, $86.95, down 22½. The October live cattle right now unchanged at $90.87½. And October lean hogs are trading at $66.70, up 37½. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 39 points at 11,342. The S&P down 4.25 points at 1298, and the NASDAQ is down 17, almost 18 points at 2146. September crude oil in New York trading at $71.55 a barrel, up 41 cents. The CRB index 333.59, up 127. And the U.S. dollar index down 59 at 84.50. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58 Central. Our forecast from Ed Kieser: in the north and central sections of Illinois and Indiana today, mostly sunny. In the south, a mix of clouds and sun, a few sprinkles possible in the far south, and highs ranging from around 80 near Lake Michigan and 85 in southern Illinois. Clear to partly cloudy tonight over across the two states, the lows from 55 in northeast Indiana to 63 in southwest Illinois. And tomorrow in the north, partly sunny, a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms possible there. Elsewhere, mostly sunny, highs from around 80 in far northern Indiana to 88 in southwest Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time. David Inch joins us. He's the host of Focus 580. Hi, David.
Hi, Tom.
What's on our show today?